This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, and I'm going to remind you something about tomorrow. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, tomorrow, I'm having the business stuff put in. So tomorrow is going to be a rebroadcast because they'll be in here doing this stuff, making it happen. And then I shouldn't have technical difficulties anymore. And then if I do have technical difficulties, I will have somebody to call and get it fixed. And then when they get it fixed, well, then I can pop back on. In the meantime, I'll be on the phone with Jason saying, just hang on. I'm coming. But that's what's going to be happening tomorrow. So just remember that when you show up here tomorrow. Won't be me. It won't be live. I get criticized for not telling that sometimes. I'm going to just change that way. I don't see anybody else sticking their neck out about this, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to point out the obvious. I'm going to point out how great Americans are. Americans. Because if you look who's doing the heavy lifting in the disasters and rescue work in South Texas and South Florida, during our hurricane events, which have been with plenty of exceptions, well, it's been those hated white males that the left loves to disparage. All the Caucasians, they have been showing up. They're responsible for all of the ills of the world. They were repeatedly caught on camera in countless settings and poses doing the unthinkable. Helping other people in dire straits reach safety and shelter and succor. And sometimes, as the left would call them, they would be people of color. I'm going to have to ask a couple of my friends about it. Hey, man, do you like it if I call you a person of color? that's a way to make us all different, you know. That person of color and me being a dreaded white male, we can't possibly get along. If you take time to review the endless stream of video out there from these disasters, particularly of the widespread flooding after Harvey, one truth quickly jumps out. The Americans driving those boats and operating other rescue vehicles are far and away mostly white guys. And a disproportionate number of those being rescued are people of color, as they say. Numerous Hispanics. Numerous blacks. And there are some Hispanics and some blacks as part of the rescue, too, working with the hated, dreaded white guys. But the undeniable reality is that the bulk of the huge rescue team was lily white, and even worse for the leftists, they were Southerners. That represents a really inconvenient truth for all of those rabid progressives who would have the world believe that the Southern white male, the vicious racist, a rabid honey badger, if you will. Most of them have freshly laundered white sheet KKK attire hanging in their closets. It's almost as though if all of these wicked Southern white guys didn't understand the role the media and the left have typecast for them, and they just went out there for some unfathomable reason. Like the Cajun Navy, a bunch that might be described some days a hate group by the SPLC, a loose group of mostly white Louisiana fishermen and hunters who streamed into the stricken area by the hundreds, if not thousands, hauling their bass boats and airboats to rescue missions of thousands of people, regardless of ethnicity or color. And yeah, there were black and Hispanic people driving boats, picking people up too. And they were picking up white people. These individuals dropped their hyphens. They saw an issue and they went and they helped their fellow man. There's a problem, though. Visual evidence of what I've just described is disappearing. If you go to Google and search for images of the Houston rescue effort, you'll find mostly white people being assisted, with only some people of color. Is Google a propaganda apparatus of the Democratic Party, not about to buck the party commandment that white males are evil personified? Isn't Google run by white males for the most part? Schmidt and all those guys? Maybe they simply can't allow that to happen. So once again, the truth and reality of America and its good people smack the Democrats square in the face, and it looks like they're doing their best to exercise their control over the media to suppress it. And it doesn't matter. Because however much the Dems try to cover this up, you have to wonder how hurricane refugees who were rescued by white people are going to react the next time they hear some black social justice warrior or some dimwit pole like Sheila Jackson Lee telling them that their greatest societal enemy is that cold, uncaring white male who lives only to keep them oppressed. Could this be the chink in the armor of the party dogma that has been out there, allowed to run just so prevalent for so long? See, I do not look at anybody in the United States today as superior or inferior. Anybody out there that looks at things is probably smart enough to figure it out. So, knowing that, most of black America is not Black Lives Matter, just like most of white America is not the KKK. That's fundamental fact number one. Most people aren't as concerned with it. Despite being led by various news outlets, there were black people from Charlottesville who were asked about this and about the white supremacists and all this other stuff. And they were like, hey, you know, these people are barely a blip on the radar. Why should I worry about them showing up imminently when they don't have enough numbers to show up anywhere anyway? They know. America knows. All we have to do is, now we've got to make the Republicans know. That would be nice. But I couldn't sit on this anymore. I know it doesn't have anything to do with guns or anything like that, but I was just looking at that. And since they're constantly trying to get us at each other's throats, since they put together a little violent theater for us in Charlottesville, where the anti-fascists were fighting the neo-Nazis. Since they put that together for us, I just decided that I'd just stick it out there to show it for what it is. This isn't even a good dramatization of some sort of fiction that they're trying to peddle. Because in the end, America will take care of Americans. Each and every one of us, for the most part, are good. If somebody falls, you know, we'll help them up. We'll help them up with a colorblind eye. The divisiveness is beginning to fail. Because when the chips were down, Americans were the ones that led the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ATWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. ATWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
ATWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. I'm going to say something that most of you may find almost, you know, just absolutely way beyond the pale. I think it is a testament to how lazy we are. And I put myself in the same boat, that we have to have organizations representing us to lobby special interests, if you will. There are some that are, without a doubt, good. Most of these Second Amendment associations are very good entities at what they do. But let's consider this. Let's consider the case of Stephen Halbrook. He's a Second Amendment scholar, an author, an attorney who specializes in representing people and companies who deal with gun-related issues. And he was set to testify before Congress last week. And he was subject to a very peculiar attack. Halbrook was appearing as an expert to discuss the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act, SHARE, of 2017, a piece of legislation that would put into law various hunting and shooting-related conservation issues. It also includes federal preemption of the interstate transport of firearms, clarifying the portion of the Firearms Owner Protection Act of 1986 that recognizes the right to transport an unloaded, inaccessible firearm from one place to another, provided the firearm is legal in both places. Prior to his appearance before the U.S. House of Representatives Subcommittee on Federal Lands, the Anti-Defamation League, a left-leaning civil rights group that once called the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision in McDonald a disappointing setback, even though this case extended Second Amendment rights so that the Second Amendment also restricts state and local governments. And they attacked Mr. Halbrook. Jonathan Greenblatt is the ADL's national director. He said, "We have long been concerned about facile comparisons of gun control legislation in America to policies upheld by Nazi Germany during the Holocaust. The national debate over gun control is a divisive issue with many strong opinions. While there are legitimate arguments on both sides, the notion that Jews could have saved themselves from the Nazi onslaught is not one of them. It is historically inaccurate and deeply offensive to bring the Holocaust into this debate where it simply does not belong." They hope to discredit Halbrook before his testimony. They chose a strange way to doing so. He's the author of the book Gun Control in the Third Reich, a book that chronicles how Jews were disarmed and then murdered on mass scale by the Nazis. When asked about the attack, Halbrook was matter-of-fact. He said, "I wish Mr. Greenblatt would read my book, because it makes no such claim. The book is about the disarming of the political enemies of the Nazis and of the Jews, which is a legitimate historical topic. The fact that the Nazis carried out this disarming to prevent any kind of individual or collective resistance does not suggest that the dictatorship could have been overthrown or that the Holocaust would not have occurred. I certainly did not bring the Holocaust into any debate about current firearm law issues in the United States." When asked if he had the opportunity to ask any such gun control activists if they'd like to have been armed if they'd been Jewish and in Germany at the time, he said, "Not in those terms, but I would recall the heroism of the young Jewish men and women who armed themselves and sparked the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, temporarily stopping deportations and encouraging further resistance." He noted that when Hitler came to power in 1933, the police and Gestapo used the registration and licensing lists to identify gun owners who were not politically reliable and to disarm anyone they wished. They included social democrats and non-Nazis of every kind, and his 1938 gun law kept that same policy under the concept of persons who are a danger to the state. In the weeks before and during Kristallnacht, Jews were disarmed and threatened with 20 years in a concentration camp for gun possession. He said to suggest that the Third Reich loosened gun control laws would be equivalent to saying that it loosened free speech laws. You could say nice things about the Fuhrer and you could have a gun, otherwise no speech and no gun. But Halbrook didn't bring this up. The ADL did. Likely to distract from what would be said at the hearing. When he gave his testimony, he began by saying, "I appear here today as an attorney who has done extensive litigation in the federal courts on three of the much-needed reforms of H.R. 3668, the SHARE Act." When asked about national reciprocity, he said, "I'm not a statistician, but the Second Amendment recognizes the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and the American citizen is free to travel throughout the United States. Then he explained that the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986 recognizes the right to transport an unloaded, inaccessible firearm from one place where lawful to another place where lawful, notwithstanding the law of a place in between. He said New York is probably the biggest violator of this law as applied to persons declaring firearms for transport in checked baggage at airports. Second, no reason exists to believe that law-abiding gun owners will somehow not be law-abiding just because they're carrying in a state like New Jersey. That's the clear interpretation of our rights that the ADL, in this case, and many other groups that oppose Second Amendment freedom, would like to take away, talk away, smear, and disparage. As for Halbrook, he said he wasn't surprised by the ADL's spin. Attacks on our rights have not and will never slow down. Now, why do I take this and tie this to the fact that I wish that we were not so lazy that that we needed organizations? Because every time something like some gun control law is about to be passed, the NRA is there lobbying without a doubt, and so are Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. Some of them sort of get together and work together. Some of them don't. But most of what happens when constituents flood the phones of the Congress critters and make them listen to what they have to say and say, don't you dare do that. Don't you go that route. So, now, I guess it could be said, well, Bill, there need to be some of these guys to combat these people like the ADL. Okay, maybe that's true. I will concede that to you. However, with all of these guys that grade these people that are supposedly pro on our side, how come they're not jumping up and down on somebody's desk right now saying, where is this bill? Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? Why isn't that? Why do I have to even bring that up? I don't know. But it just interests me that all of these guys, all these organizations, we cede a lot to them. But anyway, when we get back, we'll be going to the phones. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment,
Call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. We got Craig in Pennsylvania. He wants to talk about survival food. Let me get to over there. Yes, sir. What can we talk about with you today?
How you doing there, Bill?
I am okay. Survival food. What's on your mind?
Well, have you ever considered freeze-dried food at all?
I have some. I haven't done anything with them. I've got a few cases of MREs, which are also parts of them are freeze-dried and have to be reconstituted.
Because your MREs, they normally have a lifespan of 5 years. The ones that the soldiers use.
Right.
And if you go with a freeze-dried, that'll last up to 25 years. I think I got about 4 months tucked away inside the house, just in case.
Some of the stuff of the Army MREs, I don't know about the lifespan of them, but it's freeze-dried as well. Is there a better degree of being freeze-dried, one versus the other?
It mainly deals with taste. So before you go out and buy several months worth, you can buy samples of it, see how it tastes, or you just might want to buy maybe a week or two's worth of food and try it out first before you buy it, or you might regret it if you went into one of those situations like you have down in Florida or up in the Caribbean islands. You find out you don't like your food.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is the thing about that. The military is a great teacher. When I was in the military in Europe, at the end of the day, we would have a meal, and we would be getting pelted with wet snow. And we would have open trays, and they would shovel our chow onto the tray if we were lucky enough to actually get hot chow, if we didn't have to go the MRE route. And the hot chow would be such a valuable commodity that I would stand there in the wet snow while my potatoes began to run and become white water. And I would eat every bit of everything they put in there, food that I would never normally buy or eat, because when you're hungry, you don't care about that stuff. Basic training is a great teacher of that. I mean, in the beginning, you know, there's no snacking in basic training, so you only get the chow. In the beginning, you're like, well, I don't eat that, and I don't eat that. So you just have your sandwich, and then you're starving by the end of the day because you're burning calories. And that's the thing. You gotta, survival food, for me, is basically going to be about calories.
Well, I work here at a public school, and I've covered for my lead during lunchtime. And of course, we're talking about civilians that have had no experience in the military. And these kids would throw away half their food.
Yeah.
This is elementary level. And I've seen one bite taken out of a hamburger, and you throw that out. So, you know, if by chance this country gets hit by an EMP and everything gets knocked out that runs by electricity, I know a bunch of people that are going to be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be all kinds. I mean, and I keep saying that. If you want to find out how well you can survive, go somewhere where there's no power. But, I mean, there's a lot of things you could do to mitigate that, but all of that has a lifespan, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Now, I don't think there would be no. I think there would be help that would be coming in the. You know, the military is going to fix things up because they have the resources to bring everything back online. But it's going to take time. So we need to be able to fend for ourselves. In California right now, they have plans for the next earthquake, and they're saying that people in California, especially in Los Angeles, need to prepare to be without services for 4 weeks minimum. Now, just with the MREs I've got, I figured out right now that with the people who live with me, that I've got enough right now this minute for about a week. So I'm going to go with the four-week model, and I'm going to build up my stuff and build up water. I'm going to get a generator. I don't know, but, you know, generators are only as good as long as you have gas, right? And I'm going to try to find a manual pump that I could drop into a big gas tank somewhere. I don't know where you would find that. I'm sure people would be like, well, you got to have one of them. But
well, have you ever thought of a pedal generator?
I know they exist. I mean, the only time I've ever actually seen one, even in jest, has been on Gilligan's Island, though, to be honest with you. I'm sure that they're out there. I'm sure you could find a way to hook one up. I just don't have the wherewithal.
I don't know where exactly where to get one. It's for $200. And you sit down and you pedal it, and it creates electricity. And you would hook that up to a battery so you can store the electricity. Then you're going to need to buy an inverter. So you hook that up to your battery, and you can use whatever you want to use to power something for a short period of time, which could be a laptop or something else.
Without a doubt, in the coming months and weeks, I'm going to get a little more into prepping. Without a doubt. I'm going to go with my friend JT, who is very well prepped. He's a deputy sheriff here locally. He's very well prepped. And we're going to go, and I've already got the backpack, and we're going to make a get-home bag. We're going to make a bug-out bag. And we're going to work on getting my supplies where they need to be. And then I'm just going to have them. And I, you know, maybe I'll take them out and like the food. Maybe I'll cycle through that and have some of that here and there and all that other stuff. I was woefully prepared for this thing. We caught a little bit of Harvey's rain, and we really thought Irma was going to come up here and do a wind number on us and knock the power out. Which thankfully none of that really manifested itself. I was a little concerned though.
I used to live in Greenville for about 2.5 years back in the 80s there.
Right.
And we came back here to Pennsylvania. So I know the area that you're living in.
Right.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a website that I listen to. And he has an online store where it has all the survival stuff.
Would you email it to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, please?
Yeah, sure. And he also, I'm emailed this to you before, but he has an E78 online webinar November 3rd and 4th, which is a Friday and Saturday, about what to do during a terrorist attack. And there's a small fee for that, but that's for a unlimited amount of people. And I'll give you a link for that, and you can look at that. And if you feel that your audience can benefit from that, then, you know, you can broadcast that. And you can even, if you want to, just interview him, too.
I will look into that. If you will send me that stuff, I would greatly appreciate it.
I will.
Send me that stuff, though, because I want to look in. I want to look into some of that stuff. But thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was... Am I going to become a prepper? No. Not in the sense to where I'm going to dig a hole out back and stick a container back there, because I think being underground in one of those bad, bad societal breakdown situations is pretty dumb. Yeah. Am I going to get things set up to where I don't have to worry about a couple of things? Yes, I am. But I would fully expect that in the event that something like that would happen, the same thing that we have seen off of Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, we would see all around the country, all of us banding together to take care of things. And there would be bad guys that were doing bad things, and we would deal with them too. But I'm going to work on that. That's coming up here shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Lock and load. There's been an observation made by the Washington Post's Alex Yablon. He says there's a common thread for mass public attackers, and it's not religion or the type of gun used, but the antisocial behavior. He writes in the rag, I mean in the Post, "I've become accustomed to the standard public discussion that follows mass shootings. What could have possibly motivated such senseless acts of violence? School shootings in particular tend to generate plenty of political debate, either about the shooter's beliefs, occult activity in Christopher Harper Mercer's case, violent video games and music in Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold's, misogyny, masculinity, and entitlement in a host of others, or the role of firearms in their lives. My experience suggests that the outsized attention paid to the shooter's particular beliefs obscures the real connections between mass shooters. What binds them together and elevates their likelihood of killing in this particular fashion is not any particular belief set, but a history of antisocial, sometimes violent, conduct. This is an important point at a time when Democrats and the establishment media inaccurately describe AR-15s as the weapon of choice for mass public attackers or highlight the religion of the attacker, at least when doing so allows them to denigrate Judeo-Christian traditions." Now, his observation about past antisocial behavior matches that of Duke University psychiatrist Jeffrey Swanson, who said during the following the June 12, 2016 attack on the Orlando Pulse nightclub, "Most people who commit serious crimes, that's not where they began. They didn't just start committing gun homicides." Now, Yablon uses this observation to push more gun control in the form of background checks that detect mental illness before it spirals into violence, like the December 14, 2012 attack on Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. I would really love to know how that would actually work. The problem with looking at background checks and then looking at it in the context of Sandy Hook is that's a bunch of minutiae, hogwash, whatever you want to call it. Sandy Hook had nothing to do with background checks. The guns used in Sandy Hook were obtained legally. The shooter murdered his mother, who was the rightful owner of the guns, and stole them from her after he murdered her. If you look at other attacks, even Yablon admits that many mass attackers acquire their guns via background checks. And that is because antisocial behavior with no criminal record does not necessarily indicate that violence toward others is forthcoming. He completely overlooks the contribution made to these events by gun-free zones. It was a gun-free zone that allowed the Sandy Hook attacker to shoot innocents for over 9 minutes with no armed resistance. The Orlando Pulse nightclub was gun-free. San Bernardino County Building was gun-free. Umpqua Community College, gun-free. Virginia Tech, gun-free. Fort Hood and the Lafayette Movie Theater, the Aurora Movie Theater, on and on and on, gun-free. And that's like waving a red flag in front of a bull for one of these guys, because that's what they're looking for. They want to shoot without interruption. Without a doubt. Now, a lot of people are looking at Chicago now. A lot of gun grabbers are looking at Chicago. I'm looking at Chicago. I'm looking at Chicago saying, what do you do to stop all that killing? From the Chicago Tribune, 5 killed, 13 wounded in Chicago shootings, including 4 dead in rifle attack. There's the headline. Now, keep in mind that the Windy City recently saw their 500th firearms-related homicide for the 2017 calendar year. And the vast majority of those deaths were victims of handgun rounds, but the fact that any of these deaths or injuries involved a rifle has caught the media's attention. Another headline at the Tribune reveals some Chicago gangs turn to rifles for added firepower. And it starts as you would expect it to from a child's perspective, maybe a teenager. The first time 14-year-old Brisa Ramirez remembers hearing rifle fire was when a man was shot dead on a Sunday afternoon outside a Catholic church around the corner from her home in back of the yards. She raises her voice to imitate the sharp metallic burst. Ta, 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 ta. It was a foreign sound, even in the neighborhood accustomed to gunfire. It wasn't like normal shooting. It was like something more terrible, Brisa says. A noise that you can't really explain. They proceeded to explain why rifles in the hands of the murderous gangbangers are way worse than handguns. Police have seized at least 3 rifles and have recovered rifle casings at dozens of crime scenes. There's also surveillance video showing rifles being used, according to investigators. Police aren't sure why the gangs have suddenly added rifles to their arsenal, except for the obvious speculation that they are deadlier. A bullet from a semi-automatic rifle can travel as fast as 3,200 feet per second, not because it's semi-automatic, though, because of the length of the barrel. Morons. Twice the speed of that of a handgun. That means wounds are more disabling, experts say. Rifle bullets can tear through cars and other obstacles, including standard-issue bulletproof vests, which they're not bulletproof vests. They are ballistic vests. And the ones the cops wear, in most cases, are 3A, which means they only go up to 44 Magnum. And yes, a rifle round does move faster than a 44 Magnum round. You can get plates like my AR-500 armor plates that will stop them. Gangs have fired rifles outside elementary schools and churches, a daycare center, in alleys, and on residential streets, mostly during the afternoon and evening hours when streets are often crowded. Does that sound like the beginnings of the framework of an assault rifle ban to you? Now, on the federal level, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen on the federal level. But, as we've seen in the past, everything could swing left quick. And remember that the antis never, ever, ever, ever give up. Just as we cherish our natural civil and constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and we'll never give up these semi-automatic weapons, they intend to take them at some point in their long game. They are completely counting on us not to get violent. And then I don't know what they're going to do, because if they were to pass the laws, then the hard part about it becomes enforcing it. And the only way laws actually work is if we, the law-abiding, abide by them. Ask Cuomo how that's working in New York. Ask O'Malley how that's working in Connecticut. Ask those guys. They don't want to answer that. They really don't want to answer that. But they know the answer to it. It's not working well at all. I mean, not at all. Hardly any compliance at all. Gun grabbers. Constantly looking for another angle. Very imaginative most of the time. I hand that to them. Their imagination, if the mind is the weapon, they weaponize their ideas all the time. Whereas we try just to, you know, we try to get along with everybody, and hopefully everybody listens to us and does things and stuff like that. But weaponization, don't you just love it? Now then. When we get back, we're going to discuss why we keep getting told that if we own guns, we are racist. I find that really interesting, that just because I own an object, that makes me a racist. That's the way we're going to kick off hour number three, and that is coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.